Right, so good morning. Very, very warm welcome. Just to introduce myself, my name's Gideon Bentovim. I'm chair of the Innovation Agency and I also chair Nature Connected. And I'm really delighted to welcome you to this fabulous building, fabulous environment, great day. It's lovely to have you here and I hope you really have an enjoyable and interesting day that's going to improve your health and well-being, and I'm sure our knowledge as well. So thank you for being here. Many thanks to our speakers who've joined us today. We've got a great range of national, regional and local speakers. Thank you all very much. Any of you that have come here from outside Liverpool, we're always delighted to welcome people to our great city. So a very warm welcome to everyone. I'm very grateful to those of you who've organised this. Caroline Kenyon, where are you? And Charlotte Hall, thank you so much for your work in making this day happen. We're delighted to have the support of Voluntary Sector Northwest, Joe Ward, from Dave Sweeney from the Cheshire and Merseyside Health Partnership, from the CHAMPS Network. Thank you all very, very much for the partnership that's helped to organise this event today. And this event is part of the local NHS launch of the Year of the Environment. You're going to hear in a few minutes from Kate about the National Year of the Environment, and we in the Liverpool City region felt that we wanted to celebrate the Year of Environment ourselves in this region. We've got fantastic environmental assets. We're sitting in one of them. We've got river, we've got coastline, we've got fantastic parks, we've got nature reserves, we've got, I think, a great wealth of environmental assets to celebrate. We've got brilliant environmental organisations. Some of you are here today. We've got fantastic social and economic value in our assets. So we've got an enormous amount of innovation and leadership in this field. So that's something really positive to celebrate this year. And also this year, we know that we're all faced with enormous environmental challenges. Each day we hear more about the problems of air quality affecting our young people and adults as well. We know about the environmental crisis affecting all of us across the world, the dangers of pollution and climate change. So we know that the environment couldn't be a more topical and important issue for us to debate and discuss in the course of this year. So we hope this year more people will engage in the natural environment. There'll be even more debates about key issues. And we hope all of us will find ways to take more action to help to protect and improve and enhance our environment. So that's the challenge. And particularly this year gives us the opportunity to explore in depth the links between health and well-being and the environment. And the Year of Environment as a whole has improving health and well-being is an important strand to it. I'm sure that's true nationally as well, as we'll hear. And we're going to really focus on that today. And the Innovation Agency felt it's important to grapple with this because still nature-based solutions to health is still an area of innovation. Those of you who have been working on this for many years, decades, some of you will feel it shouldn't be innovative anymore. But I think it has been. But maybe with the 10-year plan, and we're going to hear, I'm sure, more from our speakers, the 10-year NHS plan announcing 1,000 link workers to develop social prescribing, maybe health-based innovation, including social prescribing, is now going to move into the mainstream. So perhaps social prescribing is no longer an innovation, and its time has come. We shall see what our expert colleagues say about that. So I really look forward to today's contributions from all our speakers. We hope there'll be an opportunity for a question and answer after the break. We'll see how it goes. There are ways of tapping into the Q&A, as it says in the front of your programme. So please join in the discussion. We hope at the end of today there will be all the talks will be on a podcast, but we hope you will all find a way to join in the Year of the Environment one way or another. Please think of organising an event, a debate, an intervention, a development. Our coordinator is over here. Nick, would you like to put your hand up? The coordinator of the Year of the Environment, so please get in touch today and future to see what you might do yourselves to promote the Year of the Environment within the Health Service and within other partner organisations. So I don't think there's any more for me to say. There will be a break at 11 o'clock. Do use social media, those of you who want to do that. And I think we'll move straight on. So thank you all very much for listening. And the first speaker, delighted to welcome her, Kate Hall-Wright from DEFRA, policy advisor who's worked both in the NHS and in DEFRA. And she will help set the national context for today. Thank you.
Thanks very much.